This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
More now about a deadly alligator attack in Central Florida.
Wait, we haven't had one of these for
31-year-old no woman kidding. Went for a swim with friends.
Boy, I mean, it's been a bit.
Oh,
since
yeah. We kind of had a rash up there for a while.
Well, we as a show had a lot of alligator stuff for, you know, for a year. Then the next year we had a lot of kid toucher stuff. And now we kind of got away from the alligator stuff. But this is the way, huh?
Learning more now about a deadly alligator attack in Central Florida. A 31-year-old woman went for a swim with friends Sunday at a state park near Orlando.
I hope it bit her in the cunt so she can't have kids. What a fucking dope.
Well, it said it was deadly, so I'm assuming she's not having any more kids there, Brian.
Did he say deadly
it,
for real?
He said deadly. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh boy.
Well. Yeah. Well.
When the alligator attacked, the woman later died on the way to the hospital.
Now
here's
she's
the 911
dead.
Call from Seminole
when
County
alligators
Fire.
Attacked.
You
think it was an alligator? Oh, yeah, well.
You could take that tax.
All right, Jesse, relax.
Did you listen to our
yes.
Jesse episode? That's pretty good.
It is good.
It's me, Jesse Ventura. Open the door, you queef. I was pretty proud of that line.
EMS.
Somebody got bit by a deer.
Bad, real bad. Please, hurry.
Both her arms.
Both her arms are bit.
Both her arms
are off. Like basically.
Oh.
Basically. Giggles at the end. What the fuck?
Buddy, I don't know how I'd react if I had to call 911 that someone's arms got bitten off in front of me. But, you know, what are you doing and trying to get in the water? And don't you know in Florida? Again,
dude, every drop of water
exactly.
surrounding that state and
exactly.
in that state, there's shit in there that's going to fucking try and eat you.
And if you're, and you don't know that, how bad do you want me to feel? Honestly.
I don't.
This is Florida's third alligator attack in a week. Just yesterday, we told you about a deadly...
Third attack in a week?
Oh,
it's a third attack a week.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Yeah.
She was actually a victim of circumstance.
The crocodile attack in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. NBC's Liz Kreutz is joining us now. And Liz, what more do we know about this recent...
That's all right.
Great job there, Murrow.
I'd have dropped a mush mouth on him if I was there, but I get that. She's got a dumb name. It's got a lot of consonants. I get it.
An attack in Florida and the states.
I said to my estimator, one of my estimators today, I go, you're going to go see Mr. All Consonants today?
Mr. All Consonants.
His name is like someone sneezed in a bowl of fucking alphabet soup and all the consonants fucking came out.
Consonants?
Response.
Oh, yeah.
Consonants?
Consonants.
Yeah, hey, Tom. I mean, this is a horrifying attack, and the 911 call is really hard to listen to. We have just gotten...
Probably not.
No, they're just not that bad.
Why don't you come on TGO Radio and listen to it with us? It's a hoot.
It's a hoot and a half.
From officials, they've identified the victim. She's...
Man, my balls itch. Holy shit.
All right.
God damn it.
Maybe a back scratcher in the other room. You want that?
A back scratcher for my nuts.
Oh, nut scratcher. Oh. Nut scratcher.
Nut scratcher.
Nut scratcher.
31-year-old Brittany Clark. And according to officials, she was hiking with her boyfriend and her best friend.
More like Bitney Clark. Am I right? Huh? Am I right?
Am I right, you guys?
Folks.
Hey, guys.
Don't give me a week off to fucking reload, motherfucker.
Hey, it's more like bit me, Clark. Am I right, folks? Uh-huh.
Folks.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Would have been great if you'd have fucked up and said it that way. Brittany Clark.
Friend on Sunday in a state park outside of Orlando. During the hike, they decided to stop for a quick sort of swim in a shallow river about 3 feet deep. And that is when the alligator struck, as you heard in that night.
So, in other words, shallow enough to see it. It wasn't like it was 8 feet deep, but he was hiding coming up to you.
911 call, the alligator bit both of her arms. Take a listen to some more of that call.
So she was bitten on both of her arms.
That's not the call, that's a cop.
The boyfriend was the one that made the phone call. He was trying to get her from the alligator's mouth. And on the way to the hospital, she did pass away from her injuries.
It just means a hand job's out of the question.
Blowy might not be.
If you're in that situation, do you grab the arm and give it one more, workout before you throw it back in the river or what? Or the pond or whatever?
Could you put a little effort into it?
Yeah, really?
Could you? Hey, limp wrist.
Talking about an unenthusiastic hand job. Holy shit. Hey, limp wrist. I've never been jerked off by a limper wrist. Except when I was...
Oh, my arm.
My arm.
I think it's broken.
It's broken. When I was in the nursing home that time.
Alligator going to be okay?
Alligator, well, you know what?
I'm sure they shot him for being an alligator.
Yeah.
For the crime of being an alligator, we sentence you to death.
Once it tastes human flesh, it can't be stopped.
And, of course, that was actually the police there talking about the incident.
Nice production.
People suck ass.
She ended up dying on her way to the hospital because of those injuries.
No,
and officials did actually capture two massive alligators, 12 and 13 feet.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're all tail. They're just babies.
That they're now trying to determine which one was the one that attacked.
Got him set up in a fucking dark room with just a fucking spotlight. Which one of you did it, huh? Which one of you is guilty? Which one of you just got arm breath? Here, eat this deodorant. If it improves the smell of your breath, you're guilty.
I can see the arm hair in your teeth.
You're going to talk, see? We're going to find out which one of you did this.
I ain't saying nothing, you lousy screw. Lousy screw. Holy shit.
I didn't say nothing.
You got a toothpick in his mouth. Pulling out pieces of Britney. Pieces of Britney might be your show title. Holy smokes.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Well, I love it.
Well.
Terrific. Liz, thank you very much. You know, what are we hearing from the boyfriend? I understand that you've actually heard something from his perspective.
Yeah, we did just get a statement from the boyfriend, the one who called 911. He put out a statement to us saying she was an amazing and caring person. She didn't deserve
this. Cunt was a
she was
dummy.
A cunt.
She was. I mean, she was really kind, but dumb as the day is
boy,
long.
I'm telling you what.
Holy
who goes swimming in a 3-foot fucking shallow river in Central Florida?
She was hot, right up my alley. Fucking
yeah,
yeah.
Alligator alley.
Little A cup titties and.
Deserved to go out in such a way. She was the strongest and most outgoing person I've ever met in my 30 years of life, and said that
she was that strong, she would have fought her way.
What?
She was that strong, she would have fought her way out
yeah,
of it.
Right. Yeah.
They never in a million years would have expected
no,
this nightmare. No. And we should point out, Tom, that this is mating season for alligators, which means they can be more prevalent and more aggressive. Tom.
Oh, okay. Something to watch for, Liz. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. I don't think Tom's into this anymore.
Tom's like, look, we got 3 minutes to fill here. What are we doing? Man.
And I'm meeting a hooker after this, so let's go.
Pieces.
Wrap it
up. Brittany, let's go.
Oh.
Ooh. Well, that felt good, huh? How was your fourth, buddy?
Oh. You know what? Uneventful, and that's fine with me. Yeah. I could give a shit less.
Any fireworks nonsense going on out here in the sticks?
I mean, people were letting them off, but nothing eventful happened that I was aware of. So
good.
Nobody burned, no garages burned down. You know,
good. Well, oh, I thought you were gonna.
Yeah, give me a sec here. I got Jesus fucking Christ! I'm trying so hard.
Oh,
yeah. Boy. Mouth.
That's what she said. You know, my payday is Friday.
All right.
I'm going to have some proper Kleenex into this fucking studio. That
the
what
fuck is wrong with it?
That what you got going on right there is a disgrace.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Jesus Christ. Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Buddy, it's a mess. You know it's a mess. But nothing out, nothing crazy to report, huh?
No, pretty good. Uneventful. I mean, I was on vacation the whole time. And
that's right.
I just went back to work today, man. It was fucking great.
Oh,
God, that alarm went off, and I'm like, why am I doing this?
Exactly, buddy.
Why?
Yep. 100%.
Why am I not out of the game now? Why? At 55, we should be done.
I just found
out
how
this shit. I've been working for fucking 40 years. I have.
I've been, I just found out how easy it is to get days off at my job.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah.
Well, they're not paying you, right?
No.
You're not salaried.
No,
no.
No. It's 90 days till you get holidays and stuff like that. And you know, and I don't care. The point is not working. The point is, you can have the money. The point is not working. That's,
yeah.
You know. But, fill out a little form and bippity bop, and so I'm gonna start. I think when we get into the fall, I'll start taking some days. And I'm back to 3 weeks next year, March, July, and November. I'm back to 3 weeks.
Oh yeah,
yep.
Good,
mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep.
Right the fuck on, boss.
Well, so that's it, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
when we take a week off, do you have that thing where you go? Like today, it felt like it'd been forever since we recorded, even though we only skipped a week.
Yeah, no, it does. It always feels like
feels like forever when we're doing it too.
Yeah, it does.
By
I mean,
the
it's
way,
got that same feeling, but you know,
is this ever gonna fucking end? I might have been hospitable to a decent retirement for this show until AI told me. We could be one of the 25 longest running podcasts
I know.
Ever.
I know.
And then I went, well, now I'm stuck. Because that's a pretty cool thing to say
yeah.
about your own show. There might have been a dignified end to this before I found that out. But now we're stuck.
Dignified end? Really?
You're going to come home one day, it's all going to be gone. The monitors, only the laptops will be left.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Say it isn't so.
Yeah, I know. Jeff wants that more than I do. If I still had a creative outlet other than this, it might be a little bit easier too. But I have no other outlet other than this show. So
I just I see our last show as both of us just fucking sitting here and shitting our pants.
Yeah, I've given this some thought, and you're not going to know when it's going to be our last show.
No,
I'll know, but you won't.
Okay,
because I'm not. What I'm not going to do is have the run up.
Yeah.
And have it be, you know, it'll be some year in January, and I'll text you and be like, I think that was it, buddy, and that'll be it. You know? But what I don't want to do is, the last episode's coming up in 7 weeks.
Well, let's listen to this clip from season 4.
Yeah, everybody.
You know?
And, yeah.
We've beat to death all the old shit, you know?
Well, I've got some surprises for you for Jocktober this year.
Oh, from us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God, no.
We're going to have a few weeks of other shows, and then the last week is going to be us.
Well, I think I'll be sick that week. You can do that one yourself. Oh, God, I can't stand those.
How would that be any different?
Go fuck yourself. Jesus Christ, I come up with the best fucking joke so far this episode.
100%.
And you're fucking shitting on me.
Oh, you know what? Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
Speaking of shitting. Ooh.
Mm.
That had some depth to it.
Johnny Depth.
It's my porn name.
Oh, yeah? All the gay porn you did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right up to the old small intestine, baby.
I saw a story today, and I could not find a news story to accompany it, or else we would have led the show with it. But there's a guy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, that cut off his cock and set it on fire to burn his garage down. And I said, this cannot possibly be a real story. And by God, it was.
Well, there's a lot to unpack in that story.
Man.
What the fuck?
And then he sets his garage on fire, and then he goes walking down the street and waits for the cops to show up. I couldn't believe the story.
What I want to know is, how do these motherfuckers cut their own dick off?
Yeah.
And then calmly walk down the... How do you do that? Dude, I can't even give myself a fucking shot.
Yeah, I hear you.
I can't.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know how these... You read about that shit periodically. Man cuts off his own dick and then goes to the hospital and goes, will you sew this back on for me? How are you calm? Whatever. People are fucked up.
The guy that shot John Wilkes Booth was Boston Corbett. He was a religious fanatic on the front end of everything.
Oh, but yeah. He was the guy that castrated himself.
He was walking down a street one time, and a couple of hookers said something to him, and he looked at him what he thought was a bit too long. And he went home and opened up his ball bag and cut his fucking balls out.
Oh.
And kept it like this for days till he went to the hospital. There's a whole report, handwritten report from this hospital that I've read. And it is fucking wild.
Oof.
But he ended up shooting John Wilkes Booth to death. He was the guy that got Booth.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, he was just a fanatic, you know.
Whew.
This is our favorite.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. This is our favorite show. My favorite show of the year,
anyway. Oh, yeah.
Now we're getting down to the 4th of July mishaps.
The Hooples never
the
fail.
The Hooples head, buddy.
They never fail to disappoint.
If not for the Hoople heads, we'd fucking...
We wouldn't be sitting here.
Exactly.
Nope. Because that's how all this fucking shit started, was staring out your window at the fucking Hoople heads on the street.
Not to forget Shit Pants Frankenstein. You remember that guy?
Shit Pants Frankenstein.
He's probably,
God damn, I did up until that moment.
He's probably dead.
I would hope so.
He was half dead then.
Shit Pants Frankenstein. God, I forgot about that.
He looked out the window of my apartment one day, and that was a, you know, I don't want to, you know, brag, but it was a downtown apartment, you know.
Yeah.
Second floor.
Yes.
And we would look out and see people walking around, and there's this old guy walking down the road one day, brown pants and whatever his fucking paisley shirt or whatever the fuck it was on. Fucking grown-up Geranimals, this fucking asshole. And he's fucking walking, you know, like a real old guy walks. He's got a problem with his hips and his legs and his knees. I fucking call him Shit Pants Frankenstein. Yep.
I do remember that. That wasn't no Crip walk. That was just a bad hip.
You sons of bitches. But if he'd have fucking stopped in Crip, well, I'd have lost my shit. Well, let's kick off this year's 4th of July fireworks mayhem extravaganza in Oklahoma, buddy.
And where? Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
A night of fun setting off fireworks has changed one Oklahoma woman's life forever.
Good.
And now just.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right by
me. Some people never realize that July 3rd, man, it's the last day with fucking all your digits or your fucking life.
Days before the.
I love when a dummy is holding a firework and it goes off. His fingers look like a pack of fucking Takis. I love it. Good, stupid.
Like fucking Vienna sausages.
I love it.
4th of July, she's sharing her story after losing two fingers in a firework accident. News 4's Sydney Batzloff joining us now with her story. Sydney, they warn us about this quite often, you know?
They sure do.
Every fucking year, dumbass. Oh, they warn us quite often. Yeah.
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 It's with some regularity every 11 and a half months or so. They kind of let us know. Hey, stupid.
Hey.
The guy tells me she's...
How about that video I sent you of that guy blowing his fucking hand off? God damn, that made me laugh.
That was the one last year?
Yeah. No, yeah. No. No, the one I sent you a couple days ago.
Did I not get that?
No. You got it. You reacted
Oh,
to
did
it.
I? Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Folks, Jeff's getting a little bit
older. Fireworks her entire life, but in just a matter of seconds, one Roman candle has now changed her life forever. Now she's facing more surgery,
goddamn
months
fucking
of therapy,
Romans and their candles.
God damn. This chick's got some stupid fat tits, and I'll tell you this. The only purpose of dumb fat tits is to fucking come on them. I have decided. Jesus. That's all they're there for.
With just one hand.
It's all fun at the moment, and you think it's not going to happen to you, and it can, and I am proof of that.
What started as a summer night with family quickly turned into a life-changing emergency.
Summer nights with all my fingers.
Summer just fingers lost in a blast.
That's it.
Some of my fingers lost in a blast.
Summer fingers. Some are there, some are gone. Yes. The old.
It's like summer teeth.
Some are there, some are not. Ah, yes.
Old I summer see you fingers. Got your summer fingers.
Yes, I do, actually. Some are there and some are not there.
Summer fingers lost in a blast. It happened so fast.
Summer fingers lost in a blast. Yeah.
Wow.
Kakai says her daughter was holding a large Roman candle, but when it became too powerful, she grabbed it.
It was in my hand, and it just exploded. And so I couldn't hear anything. I'm just grateful that I took it.
She get whacked?
Yeah, she did, buddy.
Good.
From her because I do not want anything like that to happen to any of my kids.
Her husband called 911.
Jesus Christ, when that kid's 14, is it? Yeah? I fucking gave up three fingers for you, you ungrateful little cunt.
911, and Jessica was rushed to the hospital where she spent 24 hours in trauma before seeing a surgeon.
It pretty much like blew up this whole side of my hand, and I have two pins holding my pinky, where my pinky it was supposed to be together. And so that's holding it. I lost my pinky and my ring finger, and you can see that my middle finger is still really swollen.
The explosion.
Summer fingers lost in a blast. Oh,
boy.
And also left her with burns across her body. She's now facing another surgery and months of therapy.
It is awful. It is the worst pain that I have ever had in my life.
Wait till you hear this clip. That's more emotional pain, though, I bet.
On the physical pain, Jessica doesn't know when she'll be able to return to her career as a hairstylist.
Well,
honey,
listen,
Summer Fingers, I've got some distressing news for you.
Please tell me this episode is called Summer Fingers.
It is
right?
Now.
It
yeah.
is now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked Pieces of Britney, but I.
But Summer Fingers.
Summer
is
Fingers
much
is the answer.
Better. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if that hairstyling thing's going to work. You know.
No. No.
People kind of like to see a stylist with all their fucking digits in place.
I think your rear of the trailer fly by night beautician career is over, Oklahoma.
It's scary because, I mean, I'm a pretty busy, booked out hairdresser.
In the meantime, she's learning how to do the simplest tasks with just one hand.
I was upset the other day because I'm going to have to figure out how to braid her hair because I use those two fingers to do that. So, but I'll get through it. It's just going to be a learning curve and just take it a day at a time.
First of all, why would you hand it up? Okay. Whatever.
Here, light this and hold this Roman candle for me.
Yeah. Summer Fingers.
Lost in a blast.
Boy, I've never seen that full movie.
What, Grease?
Grease.
Oh, that's all right.
And I can't tell you how little interest I have in seeing it.
I mean, I think I've watched it since I was a teenager, but.
So little interest, I can't even tell. Let me see.
I love everybody's playing teenagers and they're in their 30s.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's every hacky radio show in the world, including us, have done that break. But some of them were in their mid-30s yeah. when they did that.
Yep.
Both Jessica and her husband are self-employed and don't have health insurance because they got to.
No shit.
Quote, unquote.
They're unemployed. They don't have health insurance,
no,
but they had fucking money for fireworks, huh?
Well, they're self-employed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, she's a hairdresser, and he's part-time body mechanic at home.
Fucking making meth with Walter White. Who gives a shit? That fucking kid was doomed sliding out of the canal. Gives a shit.
Too expensive.
I know we're paying for this somehow. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to end up paying for this somehow.
Yep.
Thankfully, her friends, community, and family, they've really stepped up. They made a GoFundMe that's raising some money to help her during such a difficult and expensive time.
And like she said, she's so glad that she took it from her daughter.
Right? I mean, can you imagine if that would have happened to that young girl?
Roman candles. I mean, that's crazy. You got to watch out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's crazy, said the professional newsman. Oh. Thanks for the report, fat tits.
Chaos erupting near Milwaukee's Brady
Chaos.
State Entertainment
Chaos.
District early Sunday morning.
Was that wrong, Duck Dong?
Oh, no more Yankee in my wanky.
Hundreds of illegal fireworks firing in every direction. Officers rushing in just after midnight. One officer sprints toward the parking lot near Brady and Warren. Then this.
Oh, that cop went down like a sack of shit.
Wow.
It's a female cop. And that thing exploded, not right in front of her, but it was a...
Pretty close, huh?
A couple car lengths away.
Oh, wow.
Proving once again that female cops are functionally fucking useless.
The officer is knocked to the ground, clutching her face in pain.
Knocked to the ground.
See, non-life-threatening injuries for this female cop who, if she had been upright, would have tried to shoot the firework. As I mentioned. There was a second incident involving another female Milwaukee police officer struck by a vehicle. Holy shit.
The fuck out of my way, bitch.
Beat it.
This is the very parking lot here at Brady and Warren where that officer was knocked.
I got to tell you what, this news reporter is a twinkly little guy, man.
Wow.
Hang on here. Yeah, buddy. I mean, he should be. I don't know why he's doing news.
Whoa.
I mean, he is that's a handsome lad. He ought to be doing gay porn somewhere.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Looks like he ought to be doing fucking baking videos on the TikTok.
He is way too cute for local news, folks. Folks.
Folks.
He is way too, man, oh, man.
Completely to the ground almost immediately. Whoa. Dozens of witnesses trying to help.
Officer, you okay?
You need water?
Officer, got it, water. He just fucking shoots at them all.
Yeah. Officer down in front of the Walgreens.
Because we kept telling her, like, radio it in. But, like, we don't know if cops have a distress signal. Like,
Flacco, Shaheen and his wife were among.
I bet they know a little something about bombs.
Yeah. So we have our friend here, whatever his name is, fucking Mr. fucking Flight 81 terrorist guy. And a reflective work vest, and his wife, of course, they have to keep it as covered up as humanly possible when it's 98 degrees outside, because their trash 5th century religion tells them that women have to be covered up all the fucking time.
Among the people who rushed to help, they had just parked to grab hot dogs at Doghouse when the
Doghouse. Yeah.
Explosions rang out.
Oh, shit. Buddy, that was, I mean, wow. Oh.
Our car has burn marks from the first set of fireworks that went on. That was like the fun, and then it turned dangerous.
That was your fucking, that was from your day camp at fucking terrorist school.
It's going to remind you of the old country, huh? You fucking terrorist.
Shaheen got the attention of other officers who carried the injured officer out of the lot.
He shouted, Allahu Akbar, and they came running with their weapons drawn.
Officer, are you okay? Officer, you all right? Well, you're not going to be needing this gun, are you?
As more fireworks continued exploding nearby.
It's sad that that happened.
Community activists like Tracy.
Community activist. Get fucked, stupid. Get a job. Fucking Obama Jr. Beat it.
Dent say this should have never happened.
No, why?
No shit, stupid.
Does Brady Street need policing and security?
Right.
And still things happen.
Dent says preventing nights like this start with people speaking up.
That's why you have Crime Stoppers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's anonymous.
It's anonymous.
It's what?
It's
anonymous, he said.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Anonymous.
That's right.
It's anonymous.
That's right. I don't know what you're fucking... I don't know what your issue is here.
Nights like this start with people speaking up.
That's why you have Crime Stoppers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's anonymous tip line.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Anonymous.
You know that you can.
You can
make those.
I can't even fucking say it.
Exactly.
Anonymous. That's right.
Anonymous.
That's why you have Crime Stoppers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an anonymous tip line. You know, that you can make those phone calls and tell who did what.
As for Shaheen,
got like really dangerous really quick.
He says the night changed in an instant. He doesn't plan to stay away from Brady Street, but next time
I'm not gonna stay away. But boy, that was a bad time, huh, folks?
Next time I'm bringing my fucking arsenal.
Oh God.
Folks!
Have it dropped by airplane. I'm going to fly into the Walgreens. Fucking Walgreens. The infidels in this.
He's got a box cutter and a drone.
He knows how to fly one way. Yeah. Phoenix Flight School. Oh, no, no. Only one way.
Box cutter airlines. We take you one way only.
Box cutter. You know, might be better than Spirit, frankly. I'd be tempted to try.
Right. I would take Box Cutter Airlines over Spirit.
I'd be tempted to try Box Cutter Airways. You know what? I mean, to be fair about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to give it. I'd have to
you
give
to,
it.
Have, give them your business one time to try it out.
You know what? Yeah.
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 He'll be paying a lot closer attention to what's happening around him.
The whole night.
Oh, man. She goes down like a sack of shit, though, dude. For too, real, yeah. man.
Just took a left. We didn't even get our hot dogs that we came for.
Oh no!
The true.
Sorry, go.
No, he finally gives voice to the true tragedy
of the night.
He didn't get his hot dogs.
Fuck.
Oh no!
That is, yep, your boy.
I didn't get my hot dog. Which I can't let my wife eat because it's halal. But anyways, that's a whole other thing. Anyways, the thing is, we didn't get our hot dogs. And you know, folks.
We didn't get our hot dogs and we didn't get to blow anything up.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
We were disappointed twice
in
this.
Right.
Normally, we let our garbage religion tell us what to eat and when to blow things up. But you know, on the 4th, we kind of leave that to the white folks.
Celebrate America.
Yep.
Reporting along Brady Street. TJ Dysart, WIS.
TJ Dysart is dreamy, man.
Oh, he is.
Ooh.
Little twinkly little fellow.
Little twinkly guy. God damn. Starting off in the Milwaukee market, huh?
Countless illegal fireworks were set off last night around the Bay Area.
What is with these fucking dullards?
You only have to speak properly for 22 minutes a night.
Is this everybody's first day on the job?
It's fireworks. Good gracious.
Football.
Countless illegal fireworks were set off last night.
Who is she? Have you ever seen a woman look more like a tired Dolly Parton than fucking looked at that? God damn it, buddy. Fucking hell.
A tired Dolly Parton.
Last night around the Bay Area and in some cases causing damage.
A woman says two of her vehicles and a tree caught on fire in her Oakland neighborhood. KTVU's Aaron Dickens live in Oakland tonight.
Now, wait a minute.
Aaron, you spoke with that woman today.
Yeah, definitely a frightening situation.
I want to introduce this twinkly guy to the
guy
from
the
last story.
Yeah, they could get together and get it on.
Okay, here's the question. Now, let's let him talk for a minute.
Okay.
Because she says her entire family was inside the home at the time. So what happened was...
Now, who's the top?
He's the top.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's,
all right.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you, but... That guy ought to meet the kid from Milwaukee because they should be fucking.
Aaron Dickens?
Oh, my God. Is that his name?
Aaron Dickens.
He's the cider baron. It's Dickens cider, folks. Bob and Tom bit.
She was asleep. She heard a noise and she went outside. This is what she saw.
Yeah.
That's a fire, all right.
That's a little fire.
Shit. Jesus that tree Christ. Is on fire. Wow. I thought Trump was getting rid of all these fucking people. What are we doing, Oakland? Goddamn sanctuary city. Figure this shit out. Oh, for God's sakes.
Jesus
English.
Christ. The fuck? Say something we can all understand, please.
Ay, ay, ay.
We were laying down. We saw the room.
Caliente.
Oh, no. Mr. Superman not here.
Very brightly lit. We went outside. We thought we were going to explode and get burned.
This woman who lives on 96th Avenue in Oakland didn't want to show her face on camera.
No.
Yeah, because next thing you know, ice is at the door.
Ice comes rolling up. She's doing the interview.
This was the scene on her block Saturday night. She says fireworks ignited a tree and then her car.
Oh, man. God damn.
Oh, no, my jalopy.
Oh, no, the car that the state paid for.
Yeah.
Now what am I going to do?
I guess
one of the other 9 licensed drivers who live here is going to have to take me around for a while.
Probably looks like that car that Dexter took from the impound lot to give to Rita.
That's a deep cut, Durant. That's good stuff.
The firefighters arrived and put out the fire. My son-in-law wanted
kind of
well,
a
that's,
job.
That's a good thing. I mean,
was it a roll of the dice? I mean, did you think, or what was happening? Yeah.
Yeah. To go in and get the truck out. We didn't let him because there was a wire hanging over it.
But she says her son and
what are hanger. Fucking wire hangers doing over my truck and
on 96th Street. When I told you no wires hanging ever.
Ever. Eventually was able to save one of the two vehicles.
Thank Christ. A grateful nation breathes a sigh of fucking relief.
Our long national nightmare
is over.
And this is their other car that caught on fire, the Tahoe here. And you can see the damage all over the truck.
Well, I tell you, boy.
A little melted.
Guys, when you have a narrow street and a lot of vehicles parked on it, you can't light fireworks there. You just can't assume it's going to be
God
safe.
God damn it. It's America. I can do what the fuck I want.
Well, all right. Then go do it in fucking Mexico where you got dirt hovels everywhere you go.
Oh, it ain't just the Mexicans.
No, that's true. That's.
And luckily.
There was a lot fewer fireworks on my street this year.
Yeah.
Now that the shitheads next door have moved out.
Huh.
I mean, there was some, but not a lot.
Yeah.
They were able to move it down the street. Also in East Oak.
This is my favorite thing that the low IQ people do. These neighborhood takeovers. These street takeovers where they go out and then
start doing donuts and shit and block off the street.
Invariably, some fucking fat cow gets hit by the ass end of a car. She goes skidding across the street like a.
It's natural selection at work. You're watching it happen right there.
I would like to bomb them like Iran. You know when it starts happening.
And Iran.
Like this guy right here.
Yeah.
Instantly fucking dead.
Bazooka.
One bomb from a drone. Good night, nurse. Get out the next morning. We'll fucking patch up the road. You guys are good to go.
Oakland, a car circling this intersection, shooting fireworks out of the window.
Well, that's how George would have wanted it, Brian.
I mean, we gave it a shot, right? Like freedom?
We did.
We gave it a shot.
We did. I'd say that we got probably about 100, 150 years in or so. You know, good years. And then, you know, by the time you hit the bicentennial 50 years ago, it was already sliding.
I'm sliding.
Yeah. Yep.
And here on 13th Avenue, trash and fireworks left.
Are living those fucking people trash.
Trash and fire are living in the houses.
Behind in the street. They continue to go off in the middle of traffic. We went to the same spot the next morning, and people we spoke with say it's pretty much clean.
It's pretty much cleaned up now. I mean, see where.
Oh, is he a little fucking dude, man? Wow.
But tell me, this guy and the guy from the last story.
Oh, they'd fucking get it all. Yeah, I think they'd enjoy each other's company quite a bit.
Cleaned up.
That's one of those side 69s you keep hearing about.
I have not heard of that.
Well, I mean, you can't. It's tough when you have a guy on top, I've heard. Because then you got to.
Have you now?
Well, I mean, if the guy on top is thrusting his cock into the guy on the bottom's mouth, you run the risk of throwing up all over the place.
Wasn't that part of the experience?
Well, I don't know. Should we have a gay on the show? Let's go find a gay to talk to.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. To come on those big dumb tits. Oh, no, buddy. That's all they're there for. I'm telling you, those big tits.
You got anything, Craig? No, Felicia, I ain't got shit.
Buy me some fireworks, Tom. Now, this girl's cute here. This girl on the street, she's cute. Wow.
Did their best job over here.
I love black girls. It's all pink on the inside, man. I'm not a racist.
Because I feel like they worked the most over there where the cars were at.
Many saw city workers cleaning the streets throughout the morning. This man who lives near 13th Avenue says this year was a lot safer than in years past.
Oh, yeah?
Except you didn't for that think big fucking tree on fire.
It was crazy at all?
No, not. Not this year. Maybe before, yeah.
Yeah, it's better than Russia.
Anybody on this block speak the Kings?
It's better than Russia, where we have no gas. Ukraine keeps bombing the refineries. At least here we have gas.
It's different. And some problem like 3-4 years ago.
All right, all right. Who gives a fuck what Yakov has to say here? Beat it. Go back to Branson, you fucking idiot. You ever been to Branson, Missouri?
No, I have not.
I have not either.
No.
An investigation underway into an explosion in Salem last night that sent 5 people to the hospital.
Whoa! Whoa!
I know what's
coming here. Holy shit! Oh, man.
Welcome to Coin 6 News. I'm Lisa Balick.
Lisa Balick? Holy fuck nuts. Whoa. Lisa Balick looks like Edna Mode from The Incredibles was put into a microwave. She is melting, folks. No capes. No capes, Edna. Holy shit.
Didn't she used to sing for Susie and the Banshees? Folks. Jesus Christ.
Holy
fuck. Or The Cure. She could have done either one.
You know what? Man. She's got hair like Edna Mode. Her face is melting. She's got red lipstick, which you shouldn't ever do. Hardly anyone can pull that off. She's got like a short... Buddy, she is a disaster.
Those eyes could... If they sink back any further, they'll be on the back of her head. Jesus Christ, Lisa. Come on, get it together.
Ooh.
Or get out of the game. God damn.
Lisa, no capes, Balick.
Boy, she's... You know, she could have wrote fucking Atlas Shrugged, too.
A is A. What's that scene in The Simpsons where it's the Ayn Rand daycare?
Yeah.
And it's just A is A on posters across? That's funny.
A 4th of July fireworks explosion sent 5 people to the hospital.
We heard you.
Damages nearby.
We heard you, Edna. Wow.
Homes and vehicles. Investigators suspect a mortar type of fireworks exploded. Our Ariel Salk joins us live from Salem. Fill us in, Ariel.
Edna, did you hear it? Fill me in, Daddy. No. I dare you to get your cock hard for Edna. I fucking dare you.
It's too late.
Attaboy. Attaboy. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, I was speaking to neighbors in this area, and they tell me that they believe this mortar was inside of a cinder block, and we're finding pieces.
Gee, wow, Liz! Come on!
God damn it.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pieces of this scattered in the area.
Shadoobie.
And you can even see a little bit of char on that. Salem police say...
Nothing wrong with a little char, baby.
That debris from this...
I don't fuck girls old enough to have it, but, you know, it's all right.
You just got to pick that off. Yeah. Eat around it.
Yeah. Like a brisket. You just fucking right. Pick it off.
You know, get those burn ends, man. You save those for a special occasion.
Yeah!
Mortar.
I can't imagine fucking. I like eating some pussy, but god damn.
Yeah. Oh. You can eat around the char.
If I knew I had to eat around the char, I'd be in trouble. Ooh. And not enough sweet baby rays to make that fucking work.
Come on over here, Char Char Binks.
Char Char Binks. Misa pussy sticks. Oh. I didn't need to hear that. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, very, very, very unfortunate. Oh, wow. Man, you have me crying over here.
The only thing that would have made Jar Jar Binks interesting is if he was a sex pest or, you know, like a racist or something, you know?
Dude, it's a galaxy, a whole fucking galaxy, even though it's far, far away. There's got to be pedos in it.
Yeah. Who's the Epstein in Star Wars? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, probably your first instinct would be to go to Jabba the Hutt. I mean, he did, kidnap Leia and put her in a rockin' fucking swimsuit there.
Yeah, boy, that was pretty good, huh?
Well, that was all right.
How old was I when that movie came out? 12, maybe?
Yeah. Holy and you were, shit. Yeah. Rock hard leaving the theater.
Well, I don't know about that. But
yeah, you were.
A little mushroom cap.
Just a span of 60 to 80 yards in this area, damaging at least six vehicles and one home.
Again, narrow street, there are cars parked on each side. You can't lay off fireworks there. Low IQ dummies. Go to the park and watch what your city puts on. It's just...
You can see some of the damage left behind this vehicle right here.
Oh, shit. It looks like they left a Christ.
Massive hole through the...
Oh, massive hole.
Metal right by that license plate and shattering the glass.
Doobie.
Now, the call, the 911 call came in just before 11 last night.
We fucked up.
The Seattle fire coming here first, checking out the scene. Just one rig. Once they saw that five people were injured, four seriously injured, that's when they called for backup. Several more ambulances coming. Salem police, the Salem bomb squad coming to this.
Buddy, if I worked for an insurance company, I couldn't wait to fucking deny this claim. For these cars.
Is this, must be Salem, Oregon. I've been there.
Have you?
It's a shit town.
Well,
it is.
Seen five people taken to the hospital.
We heard
three men, two women, ages ranging from 34 to 67 years old. Now, I spoke to neighbors.
Just hanging around the street. Some jerk off puts a fucking bomb
in a cinder block.
In a cinder block, and next thing you know.
Here, I spoke with one man. His vehicle was damaged. I spoke to another who lives right next door to where the explosion was. He says it rattled his home.
Raggled?
That's right. That's right.
She get that at journalist school?
I got a degree. I got a degree in raggling.
To another who lives right next door to where the explosion was. He says it rattled his home.
I think she's halfway there.
Huh.
You know, I hear just the big bang just go off, right? And then I hear my car alarm just go off. Like
Sergio Mondragon.
Mondragon?
That's right.
Okay.
You like dragons?
Yes, I do, Brian.
Well, how about dragging these nuts across your chin?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you.
Childish.
Like crazy. I'm like, yo, what's going on, right? So I come outside and I come take a look and I see my car, the glass is all shattered. I'm like, oh.
Shadoobie!
Oh, man, you know, well, that sucks.
It felt like an earthquake with a loud noise in the side, and the east side of my house.
Anybody speak the kings? Anybody?
Buddy, this guy's beard. This guy, Patchy.
Is it, yeah?
Patchy Beard McGillicuddy over here.
It felt like an earthquake with a loud noise in the side, and the east side of my house.
You couldn't purposefully shave it and make it that patchy.
Yeah, no, you couldn't.
Very bad. I mean, it shaked the house like, whoa.
It raggled
the
house,
that?
Stupid. Jesus Christ. It raggled it.
I love that.
Raggled it right in your face.
That Led Zeppelin song, Raggle On. Ah, yes.
Raglan Man.
That's
right. By Bob Seger's, another one.
Lord, I was born a Raglan Man. Lord, I was born a Raglan Man.
Have you heard about the Midnight Ragler?
Only in passing. The Midnight Ragler. Oh, shit. We have fun here on TV.
No, we really fucking do. Fucking being 12 is fantastic. It really is.
Sincerely, Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, boy. 3.5-minute video got out today of someone driving around his island, kind of showing how things looked.
Like currently?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but it was someone got out of the building and walked around and showed the Trump-style decorating that was going on in there.
Trump's never been there. He had nothing to do with it.
Well...
It makes me feel unsafe about loud fireworks, you know.
Apparently, how do you think your neighbors feel about you living in your home there, foreigner?
Apparently, having a razor close to your face also makes you feel unsafe.
Makes him a little nervous.
A little nervous.
I think whatever happened needs to stop.
Wait, doesn't he play bass for Metallica?
That's hilarious. Old Cirillo, what's he doing there? By the way, enough with Metallica already.
Oh, I fucking had it with them. God enough. Damn. Go away. Jesus.
It's time to retire.
Yep, it's time to be done.
Let Lars go paint some more shitty paintings.
Orders like these are illegal in the state.
Is that what he does? Is he paint? Somehow I picture him being that fucking douchebag that, like, pours paint in his asshole and shits out a painting and sells it for, like, you know, half a mil or something.
Part of the some kind of monster documentary is Lars at an art gallery, and he's selling his own paintings.
Oh, I bet he's...
drinking champagne out of a flute, and it's very gay, buddy. It's the gayest.
I don't think I've ever watched. I've seen snippets of that, some kind of monster. I don't think I've ever seen it all the way through.
Yikes.
Yeah. It was like, didn't it like 2.5 hours?
It's a stretch.
Yeah.
They did a doc years ago called The Year and a Half in the Life of Metallica.
Yes. It was Black Album era, right?
Yes. Yeah. So that's the first, well, age myself here by telling you, the first VHS was the making of the Black Album, and the second VHS was touring and live appearances and things like this. But that first, like the making of is fairly interesting. Some kind of monster, man. They got Lars selling paintings, and it's wild.
Is this the one where they go to therapy and talk about their feelings?
Yes.
God.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And if you do not have a license to light them. Now, this is an ongoing investigation. I asked the Salem police, who would...
Is she high? What is happening here?
It's near Portland. Yeah, of course she is.
I asked the Salem police... They were investigating?
It's possible charges. The person who bought the mortar, the person who lit it. He said this is all part of that active investigation.
Yeah.
Reporting live in Salem, Ariel Salk, Coin 6 News.
Thanks. Thank you, Ariel and Edna.
Thanks, Susie Sue.
Oh, fucking no capes at it again.
What's with the no capes?
There's a... If you watch The Incredibles, there's that scene where she talks about how she doesn't make a suit with a cape because the one superhero got sucked back into a plane engine by his cape.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
We got one more story. You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, buddy. 400 arrested at Newport Beach, California, buddy.
Ooh, right. 400?
400.
Wow.
Teens.
Teens? Ooh.
You know what that means.
Yeah. 400 minorities got arrested.
Somewhere.
It was an absolutely wild 4th of July weekend in Newport Beach.
Yeah,
did you see this?
Saw
the videos from this weekend?
Looks, though, that the city is trying to clean up from all of the mess.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Did you see this? Did you see the fireworks?
Left behind from that Saturday night chaos, and Brooke is keeping track of all of this.
Hey there, good morning.
Good morning.
So would you believe police actually tell us that they arrested more than 400 people?
Would you believe a load spraying across your face? Because that's coming, honey, from me to you in your dumb part.
And we have some pretty wild video to show you, too.
This is pretty wild.
Well, come on.
Let's get to
let's,
it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, take a look at this massive crowd on the Balboa Peninsula.
Saturday. Oh, it's the Balboa Peninsula. So after they set off the fireworks, they went into a freezer and punched some meat. And then ran up some stairs. Had a robot bring him a drink. It's Rocky, folks.
Folks!
The Balboa Peninsula.
We get it.
After that, they went and buried Pauly. It's Rocky, folks. Folks!
Buried Pauly.
A bully. Folks!
Saturday night, police tell us
fights broke out as young people were lighting fires.
Young people.
Young people.
We're going to put that in quotation marks. Young people.
Works. They say a crowd broke into a nearby pavilion store and also threw a firework at an officer. Yeah, that's right. Police tell us 44 people were taken to local hospitals after more.
Pig motherfucker.
More than 100 emergency calls and 10 fires. Get this. Officials tell us an estimated 350 local officers and 17 outside agencies were deployed to deal with these crowds.
So this was, I mean, this is a monumental increase from last year. How
God. Monumental increase from last year.
I'm so upset about this. I'm going to go chase a chicken around. Then I'm going to have a foot race on the beach. It's Rocky, folks.
How many people got arrested last year compared to this year?
Six.
It's so stupid. I hate that I know that much about that stupid movie.
60 people.
60.
Right, looking
to
back 400. At the numbers. Yes, that's a massive increase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They predicted this, that this could happen, though? Or
yeah.
They were prepared for it?
So I've been looking over a lot of different reports, a lot of different statements, and officials seem to be blaming this on social media.
Talk party, right?
Missed all the poses. And we're going to Rocky it up on the Balboa Coast or Peninsula this weekend.
A lot of teenagers involved there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Yeah,
you know, it's
teenagers.
Quotation marks again. Lots of teenagers.
You know, some teenagers scare the living shit out of me.
Yeah.
Interesting,
it's a Newport.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is. I love
Boy,
it. I heard that this
song.
Morning.
Did you?
It's on my playlist.
Oh.
Beach
and
police.
When it pops up, I stop everything I'm doing.
It's a great song.
Because it is great.
Department. It's a small department. Mm-hmm. So you're dealing with a small... You know, that you're going to have to get help from outside agencies.
Yeah.
But it's just so interesting.
Killing the smalls.
He's Asian. He knows what small is.
You know, essentially, if you kind of put it in perspective of at least the mayor and police officers.
Why is this 3 minutes of what are you saying?
They don't even know what they're talking about.
Saying that this just blew up on social media and they couldn't possibly keep up with the crowds.
I tell you what, I would like to sexually disappoint this black girl, though. That's woo-wee.
Well, I'm sure you would.
Get behind her for about 17 seconds.
Yeah.
Blow that load. Oh, it's a map of Hawaii on her back.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha. Cha-cha. Man. Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Wow. You see this happening more and more like Huntington Beach.
Blind
baby. This is more like a Huntington Beach thing, not the Balboa Peninsula.
Sometimes there's issues with that, with a lot of crowds, probably spur.
I didn't hear no bell. We got it, Rocky. We got it.
By social media, some local beaches around here in L.A.
Fuck this. Whatever.
Did you just, like, watch that movie last week or something?
No, it's all in my head. I've not watched Rocky since I was a teenager.
Yeah, me too.
Two?
I got two of them.
Man. All right. Anyway,
folks. Shit story. I'm sorry. The story was fine. It was the reporting that was absolute fucking ass.
Just grab a hold of that girl's hips and just disappoint her sexually. That's why I got to eat that pussy real good before I get my cock in there.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long since I had regular pussy. The odds of me doing anything good for you are slim to none.
Yeah. For you, it might be like fat to none, but...
Hey! What up, but up, up! All right. Welcome to Hack Wednesday on TGO Radio, everybody. Oh, I'm glad we did that, though. Every year, man. Oh,
yeah.
So good.
You gonna play us out with Summer Fingers?
Summer Fingers.
Lost in a blast. Don't know what happened. It happened so fast.
You have to think about Summer Fingers, you know. Summer there,
summer
not.
I think the first time I ever heard Summer Teeth was from you.
Yes.
Yeah. I do believe it was. Yeah. And who were we talking about?
That girl at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Drive-through girl. Yeah. Summer Teeth.
I haven't seen Summer Teeth for a minute. I got fired, and then I've been working now. I haven't seen Summer Teeth in a minute. That was a real, I tell you about that girl, that was a real methy situation, you know? I tell you.
Was it really?
Oh, buddy, you can't. How do you lose teeth like that? I mean, I knocked mine out, but how do you lose teeth like that?
Improper dental hygiene. Yes. Improper brushing.
Meth,
Brian.
Smoking. Yes. But you got a chiclet arrangement like that girl had? Something happened. It's not gum disease. Something happened to that girl.
Meth disease.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, guys, we're happy to be back.
Jesus.
And,
yeah, that's always a good.
Appreciate that you took the time to hang with us this week. And
always a good show to spring back into it with.
We got one more week off in August, buddy.
Okay.
And then we're.
What's the date on that?
Oh, I don't know. I can tell
Why
you.
Why not?
I'll tell you here when we can, because I got to pull up a thing. It's a whole chart I got.
Jesus
but
Christ.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, these weeks off or not, you got to bow to the process if you want the weeks off. Then it's throttle down to the end of the year, buddy, after that. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and we are going to go ahead and say goodbye here. The pleasure has been all ours. This is TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.